The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Look, if you really want to get under somebody's skin, don't go after them. Go after their family. And that's what Abby is about to do to our show director, Tommy.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I've decided to go after the one thing you love more than your wife, Renee.
Don't you do it.
And that is none other than Buc-ee's.
Fuel, and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Buc-ee's. And you all
ready? I interrupt this Buc-ee's theme song because there's a new Buc-ee's theme song in town.
Oh, they contemporized it.
Our friend of the show, Chris, who's the moderator on the Burt Show Facebook fan page.
Love Chris.
Sent me a DM with this new video on it. And I am so sorry that I am not the person. Why did I not come up with this? Because this is genius.
I can see it in the distance. That beaver's always grinning. I can smell the brisket. Pull over in an instant.
Sometimes I think we throw the word brilliant around a little bit too loosely.
My preference is the first one. I feel like because it needs Buc-ee's needs a country flair to it.
I agree. Something old school. Let's hear the original, man. Sometimes things don't need to be improved.
I'm running low on fuel, and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Buc-ee's, and you already know I'm gonna need a buggy. Cause baby, I'm about to give them all my money. Toilet's so dang clean, they make me want to get some brisket and a sweet iced tea. I'm feeling perky off this jerky. Oh, I'm feeling green. Yeah, I might just have to work here. Do you know what I mean? It's a southern thing. Ain't no place for your peace. So bring your buddies and all your money. That beaver's king of the road trip country. Yeah, we get lucky when we see Buc-ee's. Whatever you need here, it's not very. They got stuff for your home, it's stuff for your car. And if you're a little hungry, baby, you're the star. They got brisket, jerky, fudge, and it goes on and on.
Oh, yeah.
How you haven't received an endorsement yet from Buc-ee's is absolutely beyond. Even in your hat today. You got a Buc-ee's hat on today.
I do. I totally forgot.
Did you get the DM I sent you? The Buc-ee's DM I sent you yesterday?
Which one?
So anytime I see anything about Buc-ee's on Insta, I automatically DM it to our main man, Tommy, here. And a woman was at Buc-ee's, and lo and behold... There was also a real live beaver chopping down some wood right next to Bucky's.
Wow, they got a live mascot.
She's like, there's a beaver. And then she pans over, she goes, at Bucky's.
You are so well-branded, dude. I was in Bristol this weekend, and a virtual listener came up to me to watch the Braves also. Mm-hmm. And her name was Kim, and she had her family. And she's like, hey, listen to you all the time. Just tell Tommy that on the way here, we stopped at a Bucky's. And we always do.
That's the one I'm guessing in Sevierville. And I've stopped at that one, and I've been recognized in that Bucky's as being part of the Burt Show.
It's your greatest moment. All right, so instead of applauding Bucky's, Abby is here to tear it down.
Yeah, because you thought Bucky's was just a gas station, but at Corporate Surprises on social media says it's a $2 billion psychological trap in the middle of nowhere. Here are five tactics, according to, again, at Corporate Surprises. Five tactics Bucky's uses to hack your brain before you even hit the pump. Number one, scent priming. They weaponize smell to make you hungry. Brisket isn't just made, it's chopped live, front and center. That mouth-watering scent hits you like a truck. And once it does, you're already planning lunch.
Is it sad that my mouth is watering?
Yes. Mine is too.
I swear, I'm not making that up.
Their brisket's good.
And I will tell you, two Fridays ago, I looked at Renee. It was Friday. And I looked at her and I was like, Bucky's? Like, okay. So we drove 46 miles to Bucky's just to get the brisket.
Every day you were pushing the limits of that Manjaro.
You really are, man. I mean, usually couples look at each other and they're like, hey, sex? And then they're like, yeah, but you, it's Bucky's.
They need a test subject, so, you know, I'm evening things out.
Is it pushing the limits of the Manjaro or his marriage?
Honestly, both. All right, the second says it's got restroom bait. Their bathrooms are cleaner than your hotel. We're talking Best Restroom in America award. Spacious, spotless, oversized, glowing stall lights. But it's not just hospitality. It's a foot-in-the-door tactic because they sell fuel below cost on purpose because they don't want your gas money. They want your snack money. Cheap fill up, expensive detour. You walk in for gas and you leave with a basket. The place is an impulse buffet. They've got free fudge samples, a 40-foot jerky wall, beaver nuggets at eye level. Every section is designed to trigger your cravings even before you realize you're hungry. That beaver isn't just cute. He's engineered for emotional control.
And speaking of the jerky, I didn't even realize you could buy the jerky fresh. I mean, you see the whole wall in the plastic Bucky's bags of the jerky. You can get it where it's like at a meat market where they wrap it up in the white paper. I had my movie date with Tim, our listener. We did 100 Days of Good With.
Yeah.
We had our movie last week, and his wife had put together a Bucky's bag for me, and in that bag was a couple of things of fresh brisket.
Oh, there's like, good goes around right there. You know, if you're listening with a naughtier ear, what was the last line of that again? The one that you just said?
What?
No, Abby. What you just read.
That beaver isn't just cute. He's engineered for emotional control.
If you take heat out of him, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
He is, though, because every time we go out with my kids, we got to take pictures with Bucky the beaver who's walking around. And then they started asking me about Bucky, so I made up the lore of Bucky that his birthday is July 4th, and that's Bucky Day.
Oh, come on, really?
Uh-huh, and then my five-year-old told her friends, and now all her friends believe Bucky is a magical being who brings brisket on July 4th.
What is happening?
I have to apologize to my mom friends.
There's Santa, the Tooth Fairy, and Bucky the Beaver.
I am rubbing off on my wife, Renee.
I bet you are.
Because when we go to Bucky's now and Bucky is not there to take a picture with, she gets a little disappointed.
Sure. She was.
She wasn't there a couple Fridays ago.
I don't doubt.
She was disappointed.
You guys are perfect for each other.
We didn't even get to the rest of the list.
There's more.
Okay, yeah, turned into an infomercial instead.
We've really just given Bucky's all of our prime air time. Uh-huh. The beaver isn't just cute. He's engineered for emotional control. Big smile, bright colors, plush toys. Kids beg to stop. Adults buy the merch. And Bucky becomes part of every trip
every time. Fun fact, the Buc-ee's in New Braunfels, Texas has 83 toilet stalls. Yes,
83.
So they're selling a lot of brisket.
Dude, it's needed. When I went to the one in Sevierville or outside Sevierville or Sevierville, whatever Sevier. It is in Tennessee, the line was 30 women deep.
Come on, really?
And those bathrooms are huge. But I tell you, the Buc-ee's staff could work as air traffic control because they're boom, boom, boom. We were in and out so fast. Oh, I don't know. And also they pay a lot of money.
Do you want to work at Buc-ee's now?
Low key, it's over $200,000 for a manager position.
That's the end of my list.
After all these incredible facts about Buc-ee's, I can tell you, as I sit here today, I have no desire still to go to Buc-ee's.
Same.
Same.
But where are the beaver?
This guy gets up and he drives 55 miles to Buc-ee's.
Just despite all of you, I'm going today.
You'll show us.
The Bert Show.
About a week ago, where our producer Jackson walks in here and goes, Bert, you know, I've been listening to your bad ideas. I could do way worse than that, which he has.
but with the help of his friends.
Right. Jackson, explain again what your idea was and what my reluctance was, because I was really nervous about feelings being hurt in here. That has not been the case.
Yeah, there's been a long, arduous history of roasts on this show, maybe not going quite according to plan. Some people might get their feelings hurt, and so I thought, why
sometimes
not?
Sometimes divorces happen.
Sometimes.
Stuff like that.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I've heard that.
So I thought, why not hurt some feelings and have the youth group come in here and make diss tracks for each other. I thought it'd be a fun exercise until I heard the two that are on the table right now, and then I realized that maybe this was a worse idea than I had thought.
Kristen, what are the rules of engagement here on our diss track competition?
Well, apparently there are none. They can be as long as they want them to be. No, everybody came in, I think, and we put on the table any topics that were off limits. But other than that, like, you know, Jackson, it was Jackson and Mikey as a team, Rebecca and Abby as a team, Katie and Amber as a team, and they all come in and they just try to tear each other down. Now, listeners are going to vote. So this is the third and final diss track. Jackson and Mikey are about to go. As soon as we get done hitting play, right? The last note bar comes out. You guys can go to thebertshow.com. And you can vote for your favorite diss track. Whoever loses, though, gets the least amount of votes.
Yep. This is compliments of Kristen's inner seventh grade boy.
Well, you know, I had sent this and to save as a bet payoff. So whoever gets the least amount of votes is going to have to don a inflatable costume, and then where the little vent is, we're going to spray some fart spray, so they're going to get suffocated by fart spray in their inflatable suit. And if you've ever seen these viral videos on Instagram, they are so freaking bad.
Have you guys ever smelt that stuff?
It's rancid.
It's awful.
Bad news.
Rancid.
No. It's a really, really bad punishment. Yeah, I had it sprayed in a closet as a joke on me, and it didn't go away for days. Yeah. It's terrible.
And
really terrible.
I made extra sure that what we ordered was extra strength.
Yeah, Tommy loves to inflict pain, man. All right, so if you missed it, diss track number one was yesterday. Here's a sample of that.
Oh, Amber, why are you gay? Because let's be honest, it's been a minute since you got laid. I'll keep it straight for one of us. You're really old. Told you to act your age in AARP you enrolled. JK, happy belated birthday, though. Turned 39 for the third year in a row. The first time you got catfished, I was in second grade. You're looking tired like Katie's poetic justice braids.
Yeah, that was the best one.
Bars!
I still want to know where that sound effect came in that you guys use on every disc.
Okay, I just want to know why you guys want me to be Tupac when I am Weird Al.
It's a good beat.
And I'm Weird Al's intern.
All right, so that was diss track number one. Then earlier this morning, we had diss track number two.
Rebecca, congrats, girl. You finally got a man. But does he know that your tongue can't do what the others can? And Abby, tell me why your fingers look like... No, literally, they look like you dipped them in some like, lay off the tanner, for God's sake.
Take a break. Still hella single. Blondie is thirsty. Is that a new tan? No, you just look dirty.
What
It's going
Oh, I feel so much better.
I honestly think someone slipped LSD into my coffee this morning.
What is the matter with me? It's so uncomfortable in here. I love it. All right, so this is now diss track number 3, Mikey's and Jackson's. Does it need an introduction? Do you want a little behind the music setup?
You know, everyone had the same amount of time to prepare their diss tracks, and I will say the rules of engagement were that there were a few things that were off the table, but that didn't mean that we couldn't get a little bit of outside help. So I decided to hire and grab a friend of mine who is a producer to help make the beat and make this thing as kind of fledged out as possible.
Legit, the legend King Julian.
The legend King Julian. Go follow him on Instagram.
King Julian!
Literally King Julian, and you'll hear his producer tag in there. Go follow him. King Julian Music. The guy's super talented.
Like from Zootopia?
No,
from Madagascar.
Yeah, yeah. The guy's an absolute legend, and so Mikey and I spent the better part of not very long writing this, and you guys are about to, you're in for a treat because this is a lot meaner than everyone else's.
And how long is it again?
About 5 minutes.
Quick note, because walking in here, I heard a little chitter chatter off the air, and Jackson, you kept doing like the Korean peace or love sign at everybody in studio. Are you a little worried about the jokes in here? Because Mikey's just sitting stone faced.
No, I am also very worried. I apologize.
Yeah, I sent a few texts that were like, by the way, friendly reminder, these are jokes. And now I came in here with a peace offering of showing up some heart fingers just to let them know that I still love everyone in here dearly, and these are jokes.
They're not going to love you after this.
Okay. Just you wait.
Shall we launch?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now, 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 just what we got here. Four dumb broads, but three of them queer. Sit back, relax, and let me make myself clear. Cause I've been holding this back for 2 months.
Don't. Let's get past that.
No.
The problem here is the mix.
The music's too loud.
I can't hear it. You can hear it fine?
Correct. Uh-huh. Headphones.
Okay, maybe it's us. Maybe it's us.
The beat's too loud.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, if I were going to mix it, I would bring down the beat, but I can still hear the lyrics.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, for competition purposes, I'd say we should play it out, but we can't. We can't let listeners hear 5 minutes of that when they can't hear the actual, like...
Yeah. Mikey sounds like he's at a party, and he's just rapping on the dance floor music with no microphone.
Yeah, unfortunately. So it's one of those things where anytime you do a parody song, instead of keeping the music at the levels you should, you have to come it down so you can really hear the words and people enunciate. Now, to be fair, during processing, maybe people in their cars and the radio can hear it better than we can in studio. Is that a possibility?
I thought I could hear it fine.
I could understand it. It was just low.
Do you want me to call our boy King Julian and have him lower the backing track?
I think if we're gonna play 5 minutes of something for listeners, they have to be able to hear the words.
Well,
so
how about we let listeners can? I mean, people are listening live right now. They can five call says it all if we play it or not.
My God, I would just like to have one competition on this show where there's not some kind of controversy one time. Let me ask you guys if you're listening right now, 1-855-BIRCHELL. Give us a call right now just to let us know if you could actually hear the words in the diss track.
Who's running phones right now?
Who's
phone? Everybody's in here.
Abby, can you talk to Weird Al and maybe have them hire this King Julian as an intern so he can figure out music mixing?
King Julian.
Hey, we will not stand any King Julian slander on here.
He knows what
here.
He's doing. If you listen to it on your phone, it sounds perfect.
Let me go give him a call.
Well, unfortunately,
so maybe it's us then.
We're not on the phone.
No, I can answer.
They're calling right now. The phone lines are lighting up because we got a little bit of a delay here.
Just put them right through.
Yep.
Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, this is Stephanie. I can hear it. I just have to turn it up some and really concentrate on the words. My vote is keep playing.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
All right.
Michelle is online too.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Okay. Can you hear the actual song?
Yeah, we can hear you guys.
You can hear the lyrics of their song fine.
Yeah, they're a little low, but you can hear them. You can understand them.
Okay.
So we're not crazy. At least Bert and I know that.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hey,
this is Katie. I was calling about the track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear it, but I just turned my volume up really high.
Okay.
I think Mikey and Jackson might lose by default.
No chance.
That's not
everyone
happening.
Who's listening right now, crank up your volume.
Okay.
So here's now our dilemma here, because now we've helped people wait. If we play this for 5 minutes, then we get in trouble from Vicky, which I do not want, because then we're late on our commercials for this hour. So we're going to have to go to break, come back, and play the 5 minute song, okay? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We are back with a clean version of Jackson and Mikey's diss track. If you're new around here, I can't explain it all to you again. It is a complicated roadmap. I will tell you this before we play the track, though. All three diss tracks from our youth group members will be up online. And the loser again, Kristen?
They will have to don an inflatable costume, and in the vent, we will spray fart spray. So they will be encapsulated in an inflatable costume with the fart spray scent swirling around them, and that stuff is rancid.
All right. Jackson and Mikey's diss track for the rest of the youth group.
Young Jack 404, hold him down.
Now, just what we got here. Four dumb broads, but three of them queer. Sit back, relax, and let me make myself clear. Cause I've been holding this back for 2+ years. Rebecca, what happened? I miss the good old days. Back when you were fat and identified as gay. They, them, she, her, z's, there, what? Just make up your mind, you spaghetti-o slut. What's that you say? I'm not a fortune teller. I'd have a better chance of understanding Helen Keller. This is my little booboo, the fi-fo-fum. Shut up, you bottom dweller with a bum tongue. That brings us to Abby. Oh, what fun. Sit on down and let me show you how it's done. The only friend you have is ChatGPT. You lost the rest of them after faking pregnancy. Didn't know you were broke and can't afford therapy. Been single so long, have you considered polyamory? Sweet treat, fake teeth, laugh, ha, funny. Nose job didn't work, try a boob job, honey. Murphy like the law, the way you can't find a man. You really do live in worst case scenario land. Katie and Amber, the lesbian vampires. Rock, paper, scissorina around the campfire. Gaze in the U-Haul with her new girl acquired. Amber's out, Becca just a change in the tire. Dynamic duo, oh no, this must be satire. It's more like fire and ice or a washer and dryer.
been here so long that she'd think she's run the race. But look at Jackson's growth. Seems you've been outpaced. You won't do our podcast, and that's in bad taste. It seems your personality may be backspaced. Amber seems chipper for a washed-up stripper. When is it your time to find a glass slipper? You make fun of me for being a white corny hack. You must be smoking pot and calling the kettle black.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. Hmm.
What Rebecca lacks in talent, she makes up in quirks. Laboo-boos and moodang, just like every Reddit nerd. Face so busted, Clorox can't keep you clean. It makes sense now why you play for both teams. Consistently cringy, steady is as steady goes. Don't forget what I can get for some SpaghettiOs. Like all your segments, your diss is sure to miss. That favor I did for you was a make-a-wish kiss. Use some tissues. Perpetually single. Can you spell daddy issues? You haven't been canceled, but that's sure to be your fate. Cancel culture, more like your second date. Fake teeth, fake nose, fake attitude. Now fake your personality for me to hang out with you. Thought you were Amber the way that you sag. Now let's go around and count the red flags. One flag, two flag, three flag, four. Spending time with Abby, yawn, what a bore. Katie and Amber, who first to offend? I keep y'all around to say that I have black friends. Writing for Katie, Miss Time and Light Work. She's more useless than tasting soup with a fork. New woman, new city, and even a new daughter. That girl is still closer than you to having a father. Story's so boring that you have to whisper. Story's as bad as Rebecca doing tongue twisters. Gather around everyone, cause Amber's on the panel. Even though it's Amber, please don't change the channel. Your last two brain cells are fighting for third place. Please back off. Shut up. Give me some space. 20K on IG with only 20 likes. 12 bits in 2 years. Ouch. That's a yikes. I'm spitting stats that are more fit for true crime. Even some of the interns have seen more air time. 7 seconds on the mic. You've said your last line. I think you may be better off suited on Vine. Friends in the office, you're whiter than clean teeth. Only make up for it because your birthday is Juneteenth. 2 years at the show come this September. Nothing says youth group like a 40-year-old member. If you're 14 or 40, everyone place your bids. You should be on Epstein's list. Stop hanging with us kids.
We're good.
Love you, Kate Julia.
There we have it. And there we have it.
Thank you for adjusting the levels.
That was shout out to Katie. I think she threw it through some sort of software that helped with the levels.
All right, so all of them will be up. You can vote now up online at thebirdshow.com. Just track 1, 2, or 3, right? And again, Kristen, the payoff.
I mean, I wish they could all wear inflatables. But yeah, whoever loses is going to have to wear an inflatable costume, and we're going to spray fart spray into the vent, and they will suffocate in an inflatable costume and fart spray.
I'm so incredibly uncomfortable. It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show. The Bird Show.
I don't like this at all. Put my headphones on. You guys start laughing about something. And we're left out. What's going on?
It's you. Dude, I guffawed so loud. I threw my head back and I hit it on the chair.
I fear of missing out. What's going on?
Okay, so here's the FOMO. Oh, that's so sweet. So we did. I'm sorry. I got cracker in my teeth. I'm a hot mess over here. Oh, my God. Cassie, you made me laugh. Cassie, you made me laugh so hard. All right. So we did 100 days of Good Goes Round earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Bird Show listener, Cassie, call up. Very bittersweet story. She lost her mom. Her mom used to always get her, like, take care of her haircuts or her salon appointments, rather. And her mom's been gone since 2018. And she just wanted to go to a proper salon. Hadn't done it since her mom passed away. We hooked her up with Jessica Goldstein at the J. Gold Salon. And then she would always show off her new do to her mom, right? And so I was like, girl, like you have to make a promise when you get your hair did. Send a photo so I can see it. And of course, Cassie's like, me too. And Abby's like, me too. And I'm like, I'll start the group chat. So we started the group chat, which has been hilarious, by the way. The gifts are already gifting, and like, this is such a girl thing, right? And it was really sweet because she's like, would you all like to see a photo of my mom? And I'm like, absolutely. Like, and she just sent the sweetest picture of the two of them. And then that just got the ball rolling. This is so morbid, but you have to be, dude, you have to let, in order to deal with grief, mm-hmm. for me, and mm-hmm. I know for Cassie, it's like, it's the dark humor. Mm-hmm. It's the dark humor that sometimes is going to get you through some of the darkest periods.
75% of my life, I think, has been like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting here talking, and, you know, to lighten it, and Cassie's like, you know, well, I'll see your dead mom, and I'll raise you a dead mom, and throw a picture of her dead mom, and then I was going to be like, oh, yeah, well, I'll see your two dead moms and raise you a dead dad.
That's what we do.
And throw my dead dad in the mix, and then Cassie brought up the Eva story that Abby told earlier, that Rod Stewart had Ozzy Osbourne on the big screen with a selfie stick in heaven, taking videos with other dead celebrities like Prince, Michael uh-huh. Jackson, Amy Winehouse. So what Cassie and I are going to try to do
is... Oh, no.
I was like, we should get my mom and her dad in heaven with a selfie stick, being like, we're hanging out up here.
just a visual of Angela and Jim.
Kicking it back.
Kicking it up in heaven with a selfie stick, like, what up, first show family?
We should have him driving a golf cart.
Oh, my God, it set me. It freaking set me. Okay, so yeah, that's dead.
We're okay. Everything's fine.
What a ride. What a ride.
You're sad you asked. Yeah. Now.
I just wanted in on it. And if you're doing the selfie stick thing, Fred's got to be part of it.
Oh, yes.
I need Fred in the back of the
golf
cart.
Fred can get an invite for sure.
Okay, so here you go. I need you to email producer@theburtshow.com if you would like to send a picture of your dead parent.
Stop.
We will include them in our dead parent selfie heaven montage.
I do love it. I kind of love it.
We have to post it on the Instagram with Rod Stewart's song that he was playing. Yes!
Yeah. Forever young.
You really do got to laugh or you will cry, man. Oh, no. You really do.
I feel like we should stick Ozzy Osbourne in there just for giggles.
Yeah. Oh, Ozzy. Oh, or it's just Ozzy with all of our dead parents.
Oh, that's even better.
That's there we go. It's Ozzy in heaven with a selfie stick, and there'll be Angela, there'll be Fred, there'll be Jim, there'll be who. If you want your dead parent.
I feel like a group photo with Tupac in it also, because that's what Ozzy did.
Not Tupac. My mom would be like, who does a Tupac of beer? Like, it's a six-pack.
Okay, if you would like your dead parent, I don't know, I don't even know how to do this, but if you would like your dead parent to be in a video montage of our dead parents with Ozzy Osbourne in heaven with the selfie stick.
Am I drunk?
Email us at producer@themerchshow.com.
It's just the pain. It's just the pain.
Oh, man.
I think we can leave on that note.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we can leave on that note.
I can't wait to see
I will send you a picture of Fred for sure.
Okay.
All right. producer@thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.